Welcome and hello everyone. Confession of Faith 2021, week 18. We'll pray and get right into it. Father, show us something of your word today. Teach us. Stir our hearts for Christ. Stir our hearts and fill our hearts with devotion to him and to you through the power of your spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we are on Baptist Faith and Message. Another week on Article 3, Doctrine of Man. You know, I like to start at this main page here just so you can see the website and how easy it is. Click on Article 3, takes us right down to man. And we did this last week. What I want to do this week is very simple. Read through it. I'm sure I'll make a few comments, but there's a cross-reference that I want us to look at afterwards, and we'll see why when we get there. It's a good summary passage. Man is the special creation of God, made in his own image. He created them male and female as the crowning work of his creation. The gift of gender is thus part of the goodness of God's creation. In the beginning, man was innocent of sin and was endowed by his Creator with freedom of choice. By his free choice, man sinned against God and brought sin into the human race. Through the temptation of Satan, man transgressed the command of God and fell from his original innocence, whereby his posterity inherit, that means his lineage, that just means all the people who would come after the first people, after the first man, Adam and Eve, inherit a nature and an environment inclined towards sin. Now that's the world we live in. That's who we are, and that's our environment, tainted by sin and death. Therefore, as soon as they are capable of moral action, they become transgressors and are under condemnation. Only the grace of God can bring man into his holy fellowship and enable man to fulfill the creative purpose of God. The sacredness of human personality is evident in that God created man in his own image, and in that Christ died for man. Therefore, every person of every race possesses full dignity and is worthy of respect and Christian love. Now, for more on that, for a little bit of an explanation on some of those points and phrases, go back to last week's, week 18. But for this week, what I want to do, if I can get there, hit the right button, is talk about a Bible verse. Let's see. Colossians 1, 21 through 23. I'll read through it. See if you can guess where I'm going with this, the outline that this passage gives. And you, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. So this is the Apostle Paul writing to Christians. They were once alienated from God, alienated from the life of God, alienated from Christ, cast out and exiled spiritually because of sin, alienated. You were once alienated, which implies what? It implies they're no longer alienated. They were once alienated and hostile in mind against God, hostile in mind against God's commands, hostile in mind against holiness, hostile in mind, alienated spiritually, hostile mentally and intellectually, doing evil deeds, so corrupt, morally, and practically. Verse 22, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach, here's a great phrase, before him. That means before God. Before the Almighty Creator, in the presence of an infinite and holy, perfect being, what Christ does is present you holy and blameless before Him. Verse 23, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. All right, so where am I going? Well, it's a very simple outline of 3 points or 3 stages. You have man as lost, then you have man reconciled, which is something that has to happen in a sinner's life in order to come into a relationship with God. It's an event. It's a spiritual occurrence that must happen, reconciled. And so, verse 21, the very beginning, man as lost, alienated from God, hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. And that's our point of the confession, Doctrine of Man, Article 3. So first, lost man, and then reconciled, the event that needs to happen in Christ, reconciled. But then thirdly, the result of this, the result of being reconciled in his body of flesh by his death. That's talking about the death of Christ on a cross, whereby he bears our guilt, bears our sin, receives the judgment that's due us as our substitute, as our representative, so that we could go free, so that we could be saved from that judgment, reconciled us through his death on the cross in order to. That's speaking to purpose. Why did he do that? What's the result? What's the intended result? Where's this heading? In order to present you holy and blameless. Holy and blameless is the opposite of verse 21. Holy and blameless and above reproach before God. Not by the opinion of man, not in your own estimation of yourself, but before God, in God's estimation of you. Holy and blameless is the opposite of alienated. Holy and blameless is the opposite of hostile in mind. Holy and blameless is the opposite of evil deeds. So you have lost man first, and then you have this event, this spiritual occurrence that must happen. You must be reconciled to God in Christ, by faith in Christ, on the basis of his death on the cross. And then what's the result? A restoration of the image of God within you. I will repeat that because that's why we're doing this. The restoration of the holy image of God within you. Holy and blameless and above reproach before God. So when we talk about these doctrines, we don't want to talk about them in abstraction. We want to understand, what do they mean for us and for our life experience? We want to understand this is concrete reality. This is actual life on earth. We are sinners, number one, alienated from God, hostile in mind, doing evil deeds. We must be reconciled, number two, reconciled to God in Christ, receive spiritual life through faith in Jesus Christ, through trusting in him, not through trusting ourselves, not through religion, not through morality, not through good works, not through self-help efforts, through Christ on the basis of his life, death, and resurrection. We must be reconciled. And then number three, what's the result? A restoration of the image of God within us through Christ. Always and only through Christ and in Christ can this be restored. Holy and blameless in God's eyes. To image him, to reflect him for his glory and for his worship and for his name in the fulfillment of his purpose. It's all about God and everything that he does for us, everything that he gives to us, everything that he works in us and works through us is all for his glory. It's all for his name. It's all in accordance with his purpose set forth in Christ as a showcase of his grace and mercy and kindness and power in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you again for Jesus. I pray that if anyone who is lost has ears, that this message would fall upon. I pray that you'd penetrate it down to their hearts as well and change their hearts to live for and to love Jesus Christ, our only hope, our only salvation. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday for Catechism 2021, the 19th Lord's Day. And of course, we'll see you next Monday for Confession of Faith, week 19. God bless you.